Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Imageworks in Powlett, Vermont. This audio blog is the first of what I'm sure will be many audio blogs on the new offerings by Kansa. When I got back from Photo Expo Plus in New York City last week, the blog that I posted here on the Fidgetal Revolution talked about how I was really impressed with the new products by Kansa and how, you know, I had arranged to get some samples sent to me so over the coming weeks, you know, I could start to do some sort of reviews on their different products. Well, then I got talking to them and I got looking at the map and I realized that their U.S. distribution facilities was only 3 hours away. So I hopped in my little Toyota Prius and I drove 3 hours down there. I've just finished a four-hour meeting with them, and I'm back in my car heading back to my studios now in Vermont. And while everything was still percolating in my brain housing group, I thought I would take, you know, 4 or 5 minutes here and sort of go over some initial impressions. First off, Kansa is releasing 17 new products at once. That's a really impressive amount of new paper and canvas to be releasing at one time. Most manufacturers, when they release a product, release one or two products at best. 17 is a Herculean feat. Yet, I've seen a lot of prints made on some of these new products, sample prints in New York and stuff, and I have to say, they're beautiful. I'd like to say also right now, right off the bat, I posed a very direct question when I was there today. First off, where are these papers coated? These papers are coated in Europe. Secondly, these papers are not the same as the original Arches Infinity paper. It is a completely different coating. The initial Arches Infinity paper was coated in the United States. These papers are coated exclusively in Europe, and which is good. It's a much better coating. The original paper, anybody who knows me knows I was not a big fan of. Additionally, I got them to confirm to me that they are going to do no rebranding of their product. They are going to do no rebranding. I can't tell you how important that is to me. You know, they are going to sell their product under their name, and that's it. So that's, to me, a big relief. Because 17 new papers hitting the market, you know, that's a lot of new paper, and I'm glad to see that it's all going to be honestly kept under one house. So, you know, I sat down with them, and we had a very lengthy conversation. And a few things that stood out to me as well was the conversation of the history of Kansa and Arches. And, you know, it's very obvious to me that as a company, they're very proud of their over 500-year history of papermaking. They're very proud of the fact that the very first French postage stamp was made on an Arches paper. They're very proud of the fact that, you know, their paper has been used by artists, once again, for over 500 years. From Monet, Degas, to Picasso, have all used their products. And I can tell that there's a level of enthusiasm about this sort of launch, this very serious launch into the realm of digital printing. And yet, all of it always talks back to the idea of history. And so, what papers did they choose to coat? They chose to coat the papers that most visual artists are aware of. Things like Reeves BFK, Arches Aquiel, and a lot of the other, which I'm not going to say because they're French names and I'm going to totally bastardize them, traditional art papers, they decided to coat with an inkjet coating. And it's very, very, very interesting. And it's a very smart move because these papers already have a very solid following, good brand name recognition, and, you know, and they've stood the test of time. The coating they talked about, the unique processes of how they're coating, the adhesion layer that they have that holds the coating to the paper, you know, the archival natures of their paper, all these things were very, very, very important and emphasized again and again throughout the conversation. And as a visual artist, that's the kind of things that I want to hear, that, you know, the materials that I'm working with are time-tested, that they're built on a solid foundation. And this is something else that's very important. As much as I love working with very small companies, and most of the software companies and a lot of the paper companies and camera companies that I work with are very small, you know, a handful of employees, Kansa is a very large company. I mean, they're an international paper supplier. You know, all you have to do is go to your local art supply store and you'll see their name all over the place. You know, their facilities here in the United States, which is just their distribution center, is just incredible. It's over 140,000 square feet. It's huge. I mean, it's one of the biggest buildings you can imagine walking around on the inside of. And what's really incredible when you walk around is the depth at which they, as a company, are involved in the art market. You know, you've got rows upon rows of traditional papers. You've got paints, pastels, charcoals, rows upon rows of digital papers. You know, and what you understand is that this is a company who is really woven into the history of fine art. And I think this sort of launch into the digital printing area could be very, very, very interesting. I've looked at a fair number of sample prints done on these papers. And yesterday in my studios, I had a brief moment where I was able to do a very quick linearization and look at the Reeves BFK that was coated. And the black was incredible. It was absolutely just charcoal black, black. It blew me away. And so over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be testing all these papers. I'll be making black and white linearizations, as well as color ICCs, mapping it, looking at it, comparing it to other papers that I have, and then posting my results here on the Fidgetal Revolution. All of my paper testing is going to be done to my exact same standards that I do everything else on. You know, it's very rigorous, it's very thorough, and I will post them here. So I'm very excited. I have to say, it was a great day. I'm glad I made the trip down. They were incredibly courteous with their time. And that's about it. These are my initial thoughts. I'm very excited. Can't wait to get home and start testing. Once again, these are just my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. Have a great day.